This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you can call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey everyone, welcome to LiveWire. I'm your host Luke Burbank, here with Elena Passarello. Hey Elena.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great because we have some special bonus content for the listeners this week.
Ooh.
Now, you know this because honestly, this is one of your main responsibilities when we're on stage at the Alberta Rose Theater, which is administrating the Jar of Truth.
That's right, I am the truth proctor.
You are. You're sort of the, let's see.
Like I'm the Deal or No Deal briefcase holder.
Okay, sure.
I'm the Meghan Markle.
Okay. I forgot she did have that job. Did you see the 30 Rock where the idea was, it was one of those types of shows where people are holding briefcases, but they had the real gold in them?
Yeah.
And it was very obvious which briefcase weighed like 1,000 pounds. So you're that of this thing called the Jar of Truth on LiveWire, which is where we like to have our guests answer some questions, usually relevant to things that our guests know about. And we played that game or ran that exercise with the amazing Aubrey Gordon, who I'm sure many of our listeners already know about because Aubrey is a writer and also the host of a successful podcast. We could only hope that the LiveWire podcast ever became as successful as called Maintenance Phase. She co-hosted with Michael Hobbs. It's a show that debunks health trends and weight loss myths and looks at diet culture and all that stuff. Also, by the way, Aubrey has a new book out this week. It's called You Just Need to Lose Weight and 19 Other Myths About Fat People. And that book is out right now from Aubrey. Anyway, we had Aubrey on the show, but we were not able to fit this round of The Jar of Truth into the radio show, but we did not want it to go unaired. So we're actually going to play it right now. Let's take a listen to this. It's Aubrey Gordon participating in The Jar of Truth live at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland, Oregon. This right here is LiveWire Radio. We're talking to Aubrey Gordon. Okay, Aubrey, you and your podcast co-host, Michael, you debunk a lot of junk science.
Yes.
And you take a hard look at a lot of wellness fads. And in fact, you're so good at this that we wanted to get your expert opinion on some other fads unrelated to diet and wellness. So here on this table, we've got this jar. Uh-huh. It's got five scenarios in it, if you will.
Oh, Lord.
We were going to rewrite that word, but then we forgot to. So these may or may not technically be scenarios. We call this, by the way, the Jar of Truth. Here's how the Jar of Truth works. We're going to have you grab one of these slips of paper, and then Elena Passarello is going to read it to you, and then we want to get your opinion on this fad or fad-adjacent thing.
This is going to be a real fun adventure for everyone involved because I am really embracing the cultural irrelevance part of the slide toward 40. Like, I'm just really letting go of tracking lots of things in the world of trends.
All
so I'm
of
like,
these,
this will be very fun.
All of these questions are derived from the TikTok hype house.
So,
God damn is it. That in your... Do you have thoughts on...
If there's on, one thing I know, it's Jake Paul.
Yeah. Thoughts on Charlie DeMello. Yeah. No, you get a pass. You can use a pass if it's something that you're unfamiliar with. Okay,
totally
so, Aubrey, please grab a question from the jar... And then hand it to Elena.
There you go.
Who will?
Okay. Which is the more embarrassing fad? Flat Earth or anti-vax? That's hard.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Embarrassing is not the word I would use for anti-vax. Embarrassing is absolutely a word that I would use for flat earth. It's not a word that I would use for anti-vax. Anti-vax feels to me like deadly and reckless and lots of things. But strictly on the word embarrassing, I'd go flat earth.
Right.
It's right?
Yeah.
Right? Sure. The single weirdest applause line I've ever gotten. Flat Earth is embarrassing!
It would only be dangerous if you were like a rocket ship builder or something.
Yeah, if you're a pilot.
Yeah, if you're trying to figure out, you know, some kind of...
Yeah, you don't want a lot of aeronautic space engineers thinking that it's like flat Earth time.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
All right, well answered. I think you make a really good case. Please, Aubrey Gordon, grab another question from the Jar of Truth.
Which is more iconic of a fad, the shake weight, or my personal favorite, the Thigh Master?
Oh, Thigh Master, no contest.
Right, yeah.
That was like a decade of TV, was Thigh Master. Yeah. Shake weight was like some YouTube clips in like a year.
Yeah.
It became ironic
before it even started catching on.
Yes.
The shake weight.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it was the moment Americans saw what the motion was.
Yeah.
I believe that was...
They did all do it with their mouth open.
That was
open.
When
That's
it really...
True,
yeah, it's true. Like,
there was a lot of mouth open shake waiting.
Ooh.
Because this is not a visual medium, we may be allowed to use that on public radio. We'll have to ask the folks at Standards and Practices.
Public radio after dark.
Yeah.
Totally.
We're on pretty late on some stations. I think we could probably get away with it. All right, Aubrey, please.
Yes.
Select another question from the jar.
These are very fun.
Which fad seems more dangerous? Letting a psychic dictate your life or letting a crypto bro dictate your finances?
Oh, crypto. First of all, just it's much more, I feel like there are probably really solid health risks tied to how many times you hear this phrase, fiat currency, right? Like that just feels like that's a road to an early grave somehow. But also like, wait, what was the other one? It was crypto,
having a psychic.
I just feel like I know a lot of lovely and deeply harmless people who love a psychic and are doing just fine.
Yeah.
And I know not very many, but have seen a number of documentaries about some people who are extremely into crypto, and that feels like a real yikesy world.
None of the fans of tarot cards are short-stocking GameStop. Which I know is a slightly different financial instrument, but it's adjacent.
I'll just take the one with fewer Redditors. Do you know what I mean? Like, that feels like a good dividing line.
That just seems like a great lifestyle.
Words to live by.
Sure.
Always ask yourself, how many subreddits are there about this thing? And then go the other way.
Get out. Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's do one more, Aubrey. Absolutely. It's so fun having
There's only one left.
Okay, here we
go. What is a fad that has gone out of style that you wish has not gone out of style?
Boy, I'm really having a hard time.
How would you answer the audience question, which was, what is a fad that you embrace? Did you jump on any fads in your in your younger days?
For sure. The number of hair wraps that I had in middle school. The number of just like 1-inch chunky sections in otherwise long hair that I ended up with on the other side of that.
Yeah,
I definitely jumped onto some big fads. I would say, I heard someone the other day say that avocado toast was like out, and I was like, I'm sure it is. I don't care. It's delicious.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely get out of here.
Yes.
I don't know about other fads. Are there any that come to mind for you two?
Fondue.
Oh!
And you know what I wish never went out of style? Little teeny tiny backpacks.
What?
I love little teeny tiny backpacks. You know, like a raver girl, like a little. I just felt like a
little
like a
PVC
superhero.
Tiny backpack.
Yeah,
yes,
that you could just
absolutely.
Put like a Bonnie's. What were they called? Bonnie Bell.
The like lip smacker. The Dr. Pepper flavored lip smacker.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would eat those like into like shockingly old age of like. Like, oh, it's Dr. Pepper? I'm going to actually eat this.
Just
I'm going
chomp.
To consume it. Because it tastes so much like Dr.
That
Pepper.
That gesture was not unlike your shake weight gesture. Yeah. eating the.
This feels like a good place to end this conversation. Aubrey Gordon from the Maintenance Phase Podcast, everybody.
Thank you.
That was Aubrey Gordon right here on LiveWire. If you want to hear more from Aubrey, please do tune into our next episode of the show, which is dropping into this very feed on Friday. We're going to be talking at length about the podcast maintenance phase that Aubrey co-hosts. We're also going to talk about some of the harmful myths that the health and weight loss industry has perpetrated on people. Mm. And we're also going to hear some comedy from Chris Mejia. I would say that it's probably the first time that we've had a comedian talk about their own actual sort of mental health that they were dealing with. Chris talks about calling a suicide prevention hotline. It's like very powerful and also very funny considering the seriousness of the topic. And then we got some music from Danielle Ponder as well. That is all coming up on this week's show, so do not miss that. In the meantime, that's going to do it for this special bonus episode of the program. Thank you to the LiveWire team. Thanks to you for listening, and we'll see you real soon here on the LiveWire feed. Wouldn't it be amazing to have a piping hot episode of LiveWire delivered right to your heart and ears each week? Well, guess what? That can happen when you subscribe to the LiveWire podcast feed, and you'll get the joy of surprising conversation every week. So go ahead and do it. It's super easy. You click on the button at the top of your podcast app, and bam, you are LiveWire subscribed. And if you're still, you know, feeling the love, if you're enjoying the show, hey, maybe you could hook us up and leave us a quick review. That'll help more people find out about LiveWire. And thank you.